This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Now, in this segment, we consider the potential for more residential housing in downtown Providence. Joining us is Steve Durkee, a principal with Providence-based developer Cornish Associates. Steve is a professional architect, in fact, RISD grad, and has done work with the Providence City Plan Commission. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
There was some talk of putting apartments in the Bank of America or the Superman building, and a combination residential retail complex is opening up at the historic Arcade building. Your thoughts on those projects?
Cornish has been hired to help the owner, High Rock Development, reposition that building. And we are looking at putting residential units into the building. We're looking at a mixture of residential and office. We're of course, obviously looking at retail on the ground level.
This is the Bank of America.
I'm sorry, 111 Westminster Street.
Right.
And so we have great hopes for that, and it's a big project, and it's going to take some time to work through. The Arcade is a very exciting project. It's a new product in the residential market downtown, the now called micro lofts. I actually happened to go through it a couple of weeks ago and found the units to be both they seem very appealing. They're very small. They're going to work very well for a certain population. I actually was told that there's some people who are business-type people looking at them so they'd have a place in town rather than having to commute. So I'm very optimistic.
Now, Cornish has a history of both, you know, retail and residential downtown. So, you guys have experience with these kinds of things. Are you seeing an increase in interest? Is this starting to sort of accelerate?
Well, you know, I think what's happened is that when we started 15 years ago, more than 15 years ago, it was really considered pioneering. I think what's happened is that we've shown that it works, and now people are, it's not a mystery any longer. You can walk down to Westminster Street and see the results of it, and people believe that it can work now. So now we need to push it further. The retail is doing very well. The tenants are pleased. The apartments are 100% occupied. And I think you'll find if you were to talk to the other downtown apartment projects, the Regency, the 903, and the ones of even the Promenade, I think you'll find that they're all doing extremely well and their occupancy is very high.
And this is a national trend too, isn't it?
It truly is that people are looking more to come back into cities, both young people and older people. And so if you have the right apartments, then you're certainly going to find a lot of people that are interested in renting them.
Is developing residential space eventually going to overtake the need for office space in downtown Providence?
It's interesting. I mean, I think what's also has been seen probably nationally is that as you convert, a lot of these older buildings were converted from both industrial and office into residential, and now you find that there's a shortage of those spaces. So we're actually looking at a project right this minute that is that's going to be all office, and we're very optimistic about that as well. I think what we're learning is that you really do need a balance. You do need the places to work and to live. We think that the downtown neighborhood, the historic downtown neighborhood, is actually going to prove to be an amenity for the 195 area, which is you start to redevelop that, the people that are going to want to live or work there anyways are going to need a place to live and play. And the downtown is the natural extension. It's just a 5-minute walk. So it will take a long time to build out the 195 into the same type of character that downtown exists right now. So we believe that you know, you want to have some balance, retail, office, and apartments. And our goal is to have another 1,000 apartments downtown. We think that the critical mass is necessary to get past that tipping point.
And what happens when you get past that tipping point?
Well, what we hope is that values are strong and that you'll naturally attract more outside people to come in and build more buildings, and it'll make the rest of the growth of the. I mean, I say downtown, I mean from the State House to the hospital, sort of. You know, I mean, we have the down city, mm-hmm. but it's really we're trying to build out a lot of area that is going to take a while, and so we think that once we get to the tipping point, it'll be more attractive to have more people come in and help Providence grow.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Mr. Steve Durkee, a principal with Providence-based developer Cornish Associates. Steve is also a professional architect, and we're speaking about living in downtown Providence, perhaps broadening the number of people living in downtown Providence. New buildings or rehab, is where's the priority there? Where do you need to put people?
Well, clearly we're focusing on the rehabs at the moment because the new construction, while absolutely essential, we can't achieve the kind of growth that we're hoping for without building some new buildings. But there are still some outstanding existing historic buildings. And as you're aware, the historic tax credit was instrumental in the first phase of our project, which is 196 apartments, about 50,000 square feet of commercial and retail space, essential to get that completed. We're obviously advocating for the tax credit to be reinstated, and that will make these projects viable again. And there's, like I said, there's probably another 50 to 100 units of really good housing in historic buildings in downtown.
Any sense of optimism about that, about restoring the credits?
Well, I actually do. I feel very optimistic. It seems that there's a lot of political interest in it right now. All the leadership, the governor, the speaker, and the Senate president are all talking about it in one form or another. So there is some momentum. It's just a matter of now getting the devil in the details and what the program looks like.
Yeah, I think you're finding it's in a similar way to the conversations in Washington about the budget versus, you know, the economy, you know, and it's been recognized that the Historic Preservation Tax Credit does a lot to bump up the economy and create jobs, but at the same time it costs tax revenue for the state. So that's the issue, I think.
No, it does. And I mean, I think there's obviously the direct construction jobs, which we know that the construction industry has been devastated over the last 4 or 5 years and still is. I think a lot of people are going up into the Boston area to find work now. But in Grow Smart, Rhode Island has done some analysis and has found that it does return a significant amount of money per dollar to the Rhode Island economy. So it's definitely a proven effective tool for helping development and growth, and we certainly need that. And I think we need to just somehow open the faucet and let there be more at this moment.
Final question before we have to wrap up: what are some of the major practical design challenges to attract people to an apartment or a townhouse or a condo in downtown?
Well, I think that, I mean, I've done a lot of housing in my career as an architect, and I think that people respond extremely well when you have great windows in your apartment. So we always try and make sure that the windows are appropriately sized and there's plenty of light. I think the volume of the space, the height of the ceilings, the efficiency of the layout, how well, you know, just the overall design of the apartment. It's not so much how large it is; it's how nice it is, I think, and how well it's laid out.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Our guest on The Bottom Line has been Providence architect and developer Steve Durkee, looking at living in downtown Providence. And thanks for coming.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, as always, to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. This is The Bottom Line.